A Motorsport Podcast Network production. Hey everybody, welcome along. Repco Supercars Weekly for another week. Aaron Noonan with you. Great to have you with me as you take a look at the latest goings on in the Repco Supercars Championship. And a little reminder, if you're looking for some more content, some more news, podcasts, videos, competitions, head to the Repco Garage. Visit it online now. garage.repco.com.au. And of course, the great race this year, the Repco Bathurst 1000, the 60th anniversary of the great race at Mount Panorama in October, and more news starting to come in this week about who is going to be with who. Brad Jones Racing has locked in its four-driver lineup for the Camaros, and, well, I can't help but feel that we might have preempted this because Dale Wood on the podcast, was it this week or last week? I think it was this week, dropped that he'll be back with Andre Heimgartner in the R&J Batteries number 8 car. So they've stuck with their same four drivers as last year. So it will be Dale Wood, who was on the pod this week and last week with Andre, Dean Fiore coming back to drive the Middies car with Bryce Fullwood, Jordan Boyce in the Pizza Hut car with McCauley Jones, and Jackson Evans, the former Porsche Carrera Cup champion, coming back from overseas to drive for the second year in a row with Jack Smith. Now, all bar Evans will be in action next week. Winton, which is hosting supercar testing on Wednesday. So three of the four enduro drivers from BJR will be there to turn some laps. It's going to be a pretty busy day, actually. Lots of Melbourne-based teams, including, of course, the Albury-based BJR, are going to be in action there. Of course, Team 18 did test before the last round in Tasmania, so they won't be running. But it will be a pretty busy day up at Winton. Now, tomorrow, keep your eyes peeled on v8sleuth.com.au. We're expecting to see what that wildcard car looks like for Craig Lowndes and Zane Goddard. The Super Cheap Auto 888 Camaro is going to be unveiled, so check back on the website to see what it all looks like and what the news is out of that launch, which is going to be up in Queensland tomorrow afternoon. A little bit of news, too, regarding Chas Mostert and Anton Di Pasquale. Of course, with just 12 rounds of Supercars Championship, these guys are keen to drive more stuff more often. Both Chazzy and Anton have been in Belgium this week at Spa-Francorchamps. That is how you say it, Spa-Francorchamps, for testing ahead of the 24 Hours of Spa race, the GT race, which once upon a time, Spa 24 Hour was a figurehead race of the European Touring Car Championship, but for many years now, it's been a GT classic. Chaz has actually been driving the Sun Energy One Mercedes, the Kenny Habul car, so I'd expect that he's going to drive that car in the Spa 24 Hour race, which is coming up at the end of June, which is one of the big classic races on the GT3 calendar. And of course, Anton is back with the Groves, Stephen and Brenton Grove in their Porsche GT3R. Now, a little bit of sad news too. In the last few weeks, we've had the passing of both Jeff Leeds, who worked for a long time with the TA2 series, and of course, a regular at the mountain through the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And Jimmy McEwen has also passed away. So there's some great tributes to both of those guys on our V8 Sleuth website. Check it out now, v8sleuth.com.au. This weekend also, got to keep a close eye on this. Lots of interest from the supercars paddock and pit lane in the Indianapolis 500. Of course, Will Power in the mix, Scott McLaughlin as well. There's plenty of Aussies and Kiwi interest across the drivers. Scott Dixon, lots of crew members that work over there on various teams. Early hours of Monday morning, let's keep our eyes peeled and see who ends up drinking the milk. It's going to be pretty exciting. I will be up for that, no doubt about it. Cannot miss it. Another thing too, can't miss this, V8 Sleuth Super Sale. It's on now on our website, on the store, up to 60% off items in our online store. Huge savings to be had here on books, DVDs, model cars, prints, much, much more. The link is in the show notes. It's on for a limited time. Go to superstore.v8sleuth.com.au. Speaking of sales, for those in Melbourne, we're having a special super sale in person next weekend, Saturday, July the 3rd. It's at Onyx Cafe in Cheltenham. It's 328 Reserve Road in Cheltenham. If you've been to our, if you came to our Mark Larkham talk night, it's the same location that we did that some years ago. We'll be there from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. All the same savings as online, plus lots of other items, programs, secondhand stuff, more model cars, all sorts of stuff. Lots of cool motorsport material. If you're looking for a bargain, if you're looking for something to add to your collection, come on down and see us next week. That's Onyx Cafe in Cheltenham here in Melbourne. We'll see you there. On this day, May 26, quick one before I go, on this day in 1996, Craig Lowndes clean swept the weekend at Wanneroo Raceway, then known as Barbagallo, I think, from memory too, in the Australian Touring Car Championship, of course, the year that he won his first of three championships for the Holden Racing Team. And also on this day, a birthday, 65 today, Roberto Ravaglia, the Italian touring car legend, the world champion of touring cars of 1987, of course, for Aussie fans, raced at the Mountain that year and was an early exit the year before. But in 85, he and Johnny Giacotto finished runners-up in the Bob Jane T-Marts motorsport car, the Schnitzer car that Pee-wee Siddle was looking after. So Roberto Ravaglia, a legend of world touring car racing who raced here on the shores of Australia in the 80s, turns 65 today. Right, that's me done. Next week, V8 Sleuth podcast is back. Will Dale is with me. We're going to take a big, close, deep look at the Hidden Valley Circuit and the history of the Darwin Supercar Round. It's the 25th anniversary this year of one of the most popular events on the calendar. We're going to go right through the memorable moments, the big crashes, and some of the stuff that you might have forgotten. So if you've got some Darwin memories, feel free to fire them in via the website over the weekend or via socials. Anyway, that's me done. Thanks for tuning in to Repco Supercars Weekly. Jump online and visit the Repco Garage online now. The address is garage.repco.com.au. Have a great weekend. Good luck to everyone at the Speedway at the Indy 500, and I look forward to seeing what unfolds there. We'll chat to you next week.